We'll be back right after this commercial break.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Mike McNeil. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Have you dropped out, fallen behind? Has life thrown you a curve? Does completing high school seem out of reach? Do you need an EDGE to get back on track? EDGE is a positive alternative high school completion program designed to meet the individual needs of students in a very flexible format. If you need an EDGE to complete your high school education, contact Unionville Sebewing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194, or visit our website at think-usa.org and click on Alternative Education.
This is Lori Kemp, President of the USA School Board. If you want to step up your child's education, visit our website at www.think-usa.org.
You can make it. We can help. Contact Unionville Sebewing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194.
We're back here to start the second quarter of this girls' Class C semifinal here at Harbor Beach. Cass City holding a slim 9-8 lead. USA basketball. USA shot 50% from the field in the first quarter. Cass City, 33%. And right off the bat, Chelsea Ewald hits a three-pointer for USA, giving them an 11-9 lead.
We definitely said this was going to be a faster tempo game than it is, and now we're going to see if Cass City can answer with a three, and Megan Parrish answers with a two. They're saying she had her toe on the line there, so they tied it back up at 11-11.
Great piece of officiating. That ref was standing right there, and her foot definitely was on the line, and he made sure everybody knew that.
And Cass City came again with their full-court pressure, and Valentine managed to get it up the court. Over to the right side to Schuss. Schaus. That's a German name. I should be able to say that. Shot up there by Valentine down off the low block. Rebound tipped around and come down with it with first. And they're going to call a foul with a push from behind on Cass City. And that's going to go to 34. Logan Rowell is going to pick up her first, Cass City's first of the ballgame. Got to be impressed if you're Cass City to go a whole 8 minutes without a foul.
Actually, the one thing they're going to do a little better job of, though, is boxing out. They're giving USA too many second-chance opportunities.
Schaus gets it down inside. She turns around off the low block, and she's defended there by Hendricks and Rowell, and they did a great job of going straight up. She's got a height advantage on them, and she just went straight, and she's bigger than both of them.
Yep, exactly right. USA is going to get called for the foul.
And that was after the shot, and that was going on... That went on Valentine for the reach-in. She tried to get a quick steal from the big girls there on the rebound, and she got caught.
There was a few of them congested there. I think you could have picked a number of girls to call that foul on.
Cass City skip pass all the way to the right side to Hendricks. Now down in the corner to Mackenzie Parrish. Back at the top, it's picked off there by Delson Fleer. She's going to take it all the way down coast to coast, pulls up and gives it to a trailing Ewald. Ewald's shot's no good. Rebound tipped around there, goes right into the hands of Mackenzie Parrish. She tries to dribble out of there fast, but Valentine... Or Del Semplier, was it? Yeah, I could tell. She got on the floor there and stole it away from her.
Well, still too many offensive rebounds for USA. Cass City should have been able to control that, and they just continued to let USA get in there and get the rebounds. Eventually, it turned into a USA possession.
And USA does have a deep bench. They've been substituting here left and right, and it doesn't seem like they give up much when they substitute. They got height coming in all around here. And that shot's up and good, and I looked away. Who made that?
First, posted up, got a nice pad bounce pass, and made a nice... basket down low.
And that gives USA the lead at 13-11 with 6 minutes remaining here in the first half. Cassidy with the ball, sister to sister there, Parrish to Parrish. Now they get it back to the top to Mackenzie Parrish. She swings it over to Hendricks, who checks the three but doesn't take it. Mackenzie Parrish thought about using the screen that Rowell had for her to shoot over. Instead, Chambers dribbles into the paint. Her shot goes up no good, and two big girls for Cassidy were standing out behind the three-point line instead of boxing out there. USA with the rebound.
Nice dribble drive by Chambers, but like you said, once the shot was missed, there's nobody there to try and get that board.
Valentine with the ball at the top. She throws it over to the left side to Del Semplier. Back up the top to Bitzer. Bitzer's back in the game here now, running the offense from the left side. Plays catch with Valentine. They swing it over in the corner Del Sinclair, she takes the long three, no good. She chases down a rebound, but it goes out of bounds. Has to be ball.
We're going to see a couple substitutes coming in for USA. Sammy Eisengruber coming back in, and Ashlyn Van Hoost, the sophomore, is seeing her first action of the night.
And Van Hoost comes in, and she's had 20 points against Garber, so she's no slouch when she comes in the game. She's a 5'7 sophomore. Like I said, they don't give anything up when they sub in and out here. He says 5'7", but I got to believe she's 5'10". She's taller than the last girl that was out here.
Yeah, she's looked to the forward. She looks like she's all 5'9", or 5'10".
Yeah. And she could very well be 5'9". That could have been my error, but I'm looking at the other sheet that shows it. Mackenzie Parrish shoots another three, no good. Rebound right into the hands of Chambers coming in there. Ball bounces around. Chambers reaches down again and grabs it and throws it up. The rebound comes out of there with Megan Parrish. She backs up and shoots the three. She got that rebound. Knew she was short. Backed up two steps, took the three.
How about the work from Ashley Hendrick, working the offensive boards until she finally got the ball tipped out to Parrish, and she took a step back, knowing where she was on the court, and buried the three and gave Kansas City a slim 14-13 lead.
This is about the fourth lead change, if I've got this right, in the game so far. Three shots up there by USA, and nobody manages to get the rebound. They had three different shots go up there by their big players, and then the Kansas City ended up with it. I believe Hendrick, was it Raul that got it?
Yeah, Raul got the rebound finally, but again, you cannot give USA three offensive rebounds every time they take possession. Eventually, that's going to come back to bite you.
You know, nobody is really bodying up for Kansas City. They need to put some bodies on them. They didn't do that the other night against Baddox until the second half, and they lucked out. So you keep doing that here, you're going to be in trouble. So now we have a two-pointer from way outside by Hendricks, and we know she can shoot the three if she wants, but she was just inside the three. She extends the Cassidy lead to 16-13 now.
That's a great shot for Hendricks. That's something she's very comfortable doing. She struggled a little bit the other night against Baddock doing it, but if she can get that going tonight, that's going to create some matchup problems for USA.
And she shoots that from way down by her hip, and you know how that's a Kimikowski shot right there if I've ever seen one. And that shot goes up and in, and that was made by Valentine. 16-15, USA still trails the Red Hawks here in the second quarter, 3:45 remaining. It's been a back-and-forth game, a great game, much faster pace. They feed it inside to Rao. Rao tries to hand it off to Hendricks, who was a little bit lower and cutting to the basket, and her shot goes up, and she draws the foul. Shot's no good.
It was a great look by Logan Rao. The pass was a little bit low, but Hendricks went down, picked it off the floor, made a nice move to the inside, and drew the foul.
And Sammy Eisengruber picks up her first, team fifth. It's 5-1 here, and this is the second time Logan Rollins has to tie her shoes. I guess to get her some of them sure knot things that her shoestrings there are about, what, 16, 18 inches long?
Yeah, they're almost hanging to the floor and on the one side for sure.
She's got those nice Nike high tops on. I mean, she's got enough to lace them up to her knees. Hendricks' free throw shot's up, no good.
Amanda Clifton checking back in. Looks like she's going to give Chambers a break. Interesting, kind of like what we talked about before the game, is Kansas City's played six girls so far and potentially won't play any more than that, and USA's probably into double digits as far as number of players played. So definitely a difference in strategies as far as using your bench.
Oh, yeah, they've definitely subbed almost everybody in, but a couple of the girls that they brought up from USA, they used their whole bench. Hendricks misses both of those, which surprised me. She's a 70% free throw shooter.
They both look really good, especially the second one. It just kind of rimmed in and out, and she didn't get the lucky bounce.
And USA controlled the rebound, and they get it quickly to Gremmel at the top. Gremmel brings it over to the right side to Bitzer. Bitzer's way out here, up by the logo here. She's getting pressured there by Mackenzie Parrish. She forces her into the backcourt. Now she brings it back across the timeline. She's still being pressured by Parrish there. Now they manage to get it up to Ewell for Valentine.
Amanda Clifton and Mackenzie Parrish are doing a great job of playing defense on the ball, and they just got a 5-second count on Callie Valentine.
And I think Brown City got the message when they watched that first game down there with Marlette. They are not letting up. Halftime, it's Brown City 40, New Haven 27. I don't think they're going to give them a chance to get in the game such as Marlette did.
That could be one in the win column for me. I think I'm trailing you in the pits, but I definitely know I took Brown City in that one.
Cassidy with the ball. Mackenzie Parrish dribbles it in for the short shot. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It's going to go to USA. 2:47 to go, Cassidy 16, USA 15, in an exciting second game here at Harbor Beach High School in the second round of the girls' Class C districts. You're listening to Cruise 102.1. We hope you're enjoying the game as much as we are bringing it to you. Bruce Schrader and Brent Wehner, USA with the ball. Pitcher at the top with it now. They're being patient with their offense here. Valentine looks to the right side. Gremmel throws it from the corner all the way to Bitzer for the long three. Three's no good. Rebound.